This looks like a campfire, girls, but it's young woman's. What is it?
Young women's in excellence.
Young woman's what? Nice. Okay, tomorrow, first thing, as soon as you get home from school, which is going to be at a decent hour, you have to get this room done.
Do you have any money?
No, why?
Oh, never mind.
I don't know.
I have like $2.
What do you need money for?
Me and like Jeffrey and Natasha, we're gonna go after school, like somewhere.
Where?
Don't know.
Well, how do you know you need money then?
Because we're gonna get like food.
Alright. You're gonna go to a restaurant?
That's a fancy restaurant. $2. I'll buy the filet mignon.
Do you know what filet mignon is?
No. Honestly, no. Sable just says it a lot. I don't even know if Sable knows what it is.
Do you want to know?
No. Keep it a mystery. No, I actually do want to know. What is it?
You're familiar with a steak, a T-bone steak? And the T-bone steak has a T going across the top.
Yeah.
There's two cuts of meat on it. The big side, and you have to think of that's kind of like a spine that goes all the way down the back. So there's one muscle on this side, one muscle on that side, and they're shaped like tubes. And then you cut them into steaks. Right, so the T is coming down here, so there's a small patch of meat that goes this way, and then a big patch of meat that goes on the other side. The big one, that cut of meat is in New York. Lots of times you'll see that separate. You know, on a menu, you'll see New York as a cut of meat, kind of like sirloin and ribeye. And then the other part of that is the filet. And it's very tender, it's very small, very unused muscle. So it's very, very tender.
I thought muscle was more like rough.
All meat is muscle.
Oh.
But depending on how much you use the muscle is how tough the meat is.
Oh
So
yeah.
that's why if
Like light and dark meat.
no, well, no, not really. It's different.
I thought it was.
No. Light and dark meat is different. That's poultry.
Well, yeah, but it still works that way. Like, that's why the legs are dark. The breast is white. Because the dark meat is more used than the light.
I'll have to do some research on that. I don't
I
know.
saw it on A Good Mythical Morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
You should
then
start watching those. You'd like it.
I just learned something. So filet is, because it's a very small muscle compared to the cow,
They're like sliders.
there's less of it because there's less of it and because it's very tender. It's considered one of the best cuts of meat. I personally don't like it. It doesn't have a lot of marbling in it.
What a what?
Marbling is the white fat. Well, it cooks away. A good piece of meat that's marbled has good pieces of fat that cook away when you cook it. And it sort of seeps into and protects the moisture in the meat and also creates gaps once it melts away. And those gaps is what make nice tender meat.
Well, our nightly conversation turns about steak.
So.
Do you want me to tell you where I went after school?
No.
Well, I went to Jeffrey's house.
Who's Jeffrey?
My friend.
I've never heard the name Jeffrey before.
I've known him since last year.
Why'd you end up going to his house?
Don't really know. So we were like after school, and he was like, "Hey, Cindy, I'm going into Miss Simon's. You want to come with me?" I was like, "Sure," because he's in my aid class. And we were hanging out at Miss Simon's, and Miss Simon had to go, and he was like, "You should come over for tea."
Oh,
I was like, "Is
that's
that
why
an
you
act?"
went.
Yeah. I was like, "Is that an actual offer?" And he was like, "Yeah." So we did.
What kind of tea?
Ukrainian tea.
Is he Ukrainian?
Yeah.
What's his last name?
Royster. I think his dad is.
Huh.
Or his mom. I actually don't really
Nice.
know, but he's Ukrainian
Ukrainian
somewhere.
tea.
It was good.
Nice. Ukrainian food is really delicious.
Never had it.
Lots of hearty foods. Pierogies. Borscht.
Don't know what that is.
Beet stew.
Eh,
Beet soup.
I
It's
don't like beets.
you think that you don't like
I
beets
don't.
because they're red and ugly and
No,
goofy.
I've had them
No, not
before. I
not
didn't
you.
like them.
Not you specifically. Yeah, but you probably had like beets on a salad bar. That's different.
No, that's not what I had.
So, where else would you have had beets?
I had them at Granby's one time.
Oh.
It was like shredded, and
Yeah.
she's like, "Here, have some beets." And I tried it.
Maybe
That's not really how it went down, but
it was the presentation.
have some beets.
Yeah.
I don't
I
know why
don't
I said
know
it
that
like
I would
that.
like beets. I mean, if you substitute the word chocolate in there, maybe I
Yeah,
wouldn't like chocolate
have
either.
some chocolate.
Yeah, seems like that might be a little bit too spooky.
Spoopy.
Have you given any thought to the question I asked you last night?
Oh, no, I haven't. Cliffhanger number two. I'll try and think about it. Mr. Haggerty doesn't know my name.
Wow. That was not a transition at all. What does
I
that mean?
wanted to tell you. He like doesn't.
Who is he?
He's my advisory teacher.
And he doesn't know your
No, he
name?
doesn't know my
Yeah.
name. Me and Sable sit next to each other,
You're
and
like
we were,
Sue
and
Heck.
no, yeah, and we were talking, and he goes, "Sable, I'm watching you and your friend back there." Like, I'm not in his class. Like, come
Did you say to him?
on.
You
We sit in the back of the
you bring
class,
out your
so
driver's
yeah, I
license
was
and
like,
like
"My name's Sydney," and he was like, "Oh."
nice.
During the math test today, people were like talking the entire time because Mr. Fox like is like casually says racist jokes, like randomly says like very racist things, and everybody's
What do you
like.
mean?
Like he means them as a joke, but a lot of people don't understand that it is a joke.
Like what?
Like he was passing out candy, and there's this kid Ethan who's Asian, and he's like, "No thanks," like to the candy, and he's like, "You want me to get you some egg rolls instead?"
Wow.
And everybody was just kind of
Really?
like, "Yeah."
Huh.
He just like casually does this stuff. So everybody just got into like this big hullabaloo about it. Like one time, I don't remember when, like a few weeks ago, he asked this African American girl if she's like he was like, "Anybody here celebrate Hanukkah?" And a few people raised their hands, like, "Anybody celebrate Kwanzaa?" And he's like, "Hallie, you?" And everybody's like. So today she brought that up again. She was like, because Mika, he, after the egg roll comment, Mika was like, "That was kind of racist, Mr. Fox." And he was
Oh,
like, "I'm not
you
racist."
actually bring it up to him.
What?
You brought it up to
No,
him.
I didn't.
I mean, the class.
Yeah. And he was like, "I'm not racist." And Hallie goes, "You asked me if I celebrated Kwanzaa." And me and Riley sit next to each other, so me and Riley just make these little comments to each other and just laugh about it, like, all the time. So we're just like, "This is a test. We are taking a test. This is the middle of math class. Let's talk about math." Me and Riley were just saying these things to each other,
Wow.
like during the middle of the test. Like, I'm trying to
So
focus, guys. Mr. Fox, you're the math teacher.
how did you do on your racist math test?
It was easy.
Oh, good.
I think I did well. I'm pretty
Maybe.
sure.
Maybe. So I'm glad that you guys are mentioning and talking and saying things about some of those comments. They're kind of inappropriate. Some, as long as. See, I don't know the answer to that question. Because at work, I work with guys that are of different ethnicities. And we blatantly talk and make fun of each other's ethnicities all the time.
Like
Like
how?
the stereotypical stuff, you know, like the big, ridiculous things that are just absolutely not true. But we know each other all well enough
Yeah, Mr.
where
Fox is
everybody kind
cool.
of understands that it's a complete farce. But you have to be careful with farce because if you don't get it,
Yeah.
then I'm one of the guys, Curtis. He's black. And we were talking a couple of weeks ago about something going swimming, going surfing. One of the guys was going to go surfing. Curtis says, I'd like to go surfing. I went, come on, Curtis. Black guys don't swim. Which is ridiculous. It's absurd. It's way up over the top of normal. But an outsider looking in on that could have
Yeah.
think, oh, wow, you're a kind of a. So it worries me that Mr. Fox is on that line.
No, everybody knew that it was a joke though. We were just commenting about it. We were like, Mr. Fox. But and the he was so he was giving us like little like Hershey's and kisses and stuff. And I had my trash on the corner of my desk and he came up and picked it up and he's like, because everybody was like he they said something like he was like, oh yeah, I'm racist. I teach in this very diverse school because I can't handle being around nothing but white people. Like, that's why I went and taught a school in the Philippines because I can't stand being around anything but white people. And when he came up to my desk, when he was like going around, he picked up the trash and he's like, you know, I'm only doing this for her because she's white. Mr. Fox.
That's really pretty funny.
It was funny.
So as soon as you get home, you set off on me. Get this room cleaned.
Okay.
Spray some spray.
I'm gonna do Christmassy makeup tomorrow, like red and green and sparkles.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right, say a prayer so I can go to bed.
Thank God, I pray for a good night's sleep and good day tomorrow. And Daddy and Mommy will have a good day at work. We're like gonna Mommy's back. Thanks, guys. Have a great day today. Let's have a great day tomorrow. Amen.
Because it's all about me. I said say a prayer so I can go to bed.
Oh.
This doesn't have anything to do with you.
Well.
So, good night. Oh, seriously, you were
I
gonna cough on
hiccuped.
me
No, that
again? You were
wasn't
gonna
it.
hiccup on me.
That was like a left throat hiccup.
It's
Oh.
not cool, man. All right, good night.
Hey, at least I didn't.
Love you.